Oh, we were surprised to read this morning that Volvo are going to sever ties with V8 supercars at the end of next year, we believe. But we thought we'd ask Gary Rogers from Gary Rogers Motorsports. G'day, Gary.
Good morning, boys, and good morning, listeners.
Yeah, look, great to have you on board. Thank you at short notice.
No problem, you're fine.
Is that the case, mate? Volvo are pulling out?
No, that's not the case. I mean, it's very complicated arrangement has been always from the start, because clearly we're dealing with Volvo Australia and also Volvo Sweden to a lesser extent, and also a company that was originally called Polestar, which is now called CN. So now you're confused? I'll bet you are.
You've got me done, Gary.
Yeah, I've been out of 3 years and I'm more confused. But what's happened? Polestar, we haven't been dealing with Polestar really since the end of last year. The people that watch the sport will have noticed we haven't carried their branding since then.
Yeah.
And we're now dealing directly with Volvo Australia and CN. And hence, that's why Polestar have made this announcement, as best I can understand.
Okay. Can I ask, though, is Polestar like AMG or M in the BMW side of things?
Very, very similar, yes. Right. Polestar was originally owned by Christian Dahl, who now owns CN.
Yeah.
And he was doing, or Polestar as the brand, were doing performance-related work for Volvo on a contract basis. Volvo last year entered into discussions with Christian Dahl to buy the Polestar brand from him and take that under their wing, which they concluded late last year.
Mm. Gary, I know it's not like the old days where you win on Sunday and sell on Monday, but we were chatting earlier on. It's been a real positive, the performance of the Volvo in the world of V8s or supercars, whatever you'd like to call it. It's sort of put a bit of sex back into the brand in a way.
Well, it has. I think, look, a few things have come to play. I suppose the least likely team to be racing Volvos was most likely ours, because, I mean, we've been around 50 years with General Motors for a long time, and, you know, various times a little bit of BMW, etc. But when we got that arrangement, and then because we had Scott McLaughlin driving for us, a young image, he came out, drove the car. I mean, we built a great car and it went well, and certainly it has. I know from the dealer feedback, I mean, we're in constant contact with the Volvo dealers in Australia, and the energy that's come from this program for them has been fantastic, and they really are on top of it and loving it.
Yeah. So you've still, so moving forward.
We're off to Perth this weekend to win, hopefully.
Well, you've got the pace this year. Scotty's driving beautifully, and he's just come back from overseas. I think he drove in the Prince's car,
well,
didn't he?
Well, he did. He drove over there in the Swedish Championship on the weekend.
Yeah.
But that's another weird sort of a championship. But, we've always had the pace, but we did have some engine reliability issues last year. I think that's common knowledge, but halfway through the year, we're on top of those, and certainly our speed since then, our speed never went away, but we just couldn't get to the finish line. But the last 6 months has certainly shown that we've got the reliability back.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gary, moving forward, do we still say that you've got the factory backing of Volvo or not?
Well, we've got the factory backing of Volvo as the contract stands at the moment anyway. There's no change there in the short term at all.
Right.
But come the end of the year, it may be that Volvo Australia will be the supporting party with CN or with whomever chooses to be involved with us.
Right.
But I can't make that statement. I don't really, whilst I'm close enough to it in certain areas, I really don't understand the relationship totally between Polestar, CN and Volvo, other than to say that Volvo now own that Polestar brand, whereas previously Christian Dahl did.
Mm.
And whether they want to align the two or not, I honestly don't know.
Mm. Yeah. See, it was like Mercedes never backed the Betty Clemenko and the Airbus team.
That was never the Mercedes were not backing that E63. And is Scotty McLaughlin going to stay with you, Gary?
Oh, well, we like to think he is. I mean, look, he hasn't made his decision as yet. I mean, obviously everyone's trying to get him. They always do. And why wouldn't they? He's a fantastic driver and a terrific young man. But I would like to think he will remain with us, but we'll just wait and see. But believe me, we've brought plenty along before, and if we have to, we'll do it again.
All right, mate. Well, we thank you for your time, and I hope that Volvo is fast over there in Perth. I'm sure it will be.
I'm as sure as I can be with the work we're doing.
Good on you.
Good morning, you boys, and all to all your listeners, all the very best.